So Shabbos Chanukah, Parshas Miketz. So the pasuk says, "Vatirav kol eretz Mitzrayim veitzak amel paro lalachem." The hunger came as Yosef, predicted, and everybody came to ask Paro for food. Vayomer Paro lechol Mitzrayim lechu al Yosef. So Paro tells Mitzrayim, "Go to Yosef, asher yomar lachem tasu, and whatever he says to do, follow." So Rashi says, what does it mean? Because Yosef told them to make a bris milah. When they came to Paro, they said, listen, they're telling us to do bris milah. What does he have to do? And he says, listen, you didn't follow his advice. Had you followed his advice, you would have food. Now follow his advice. So the Maral asks, what's the purpose of asking them to do milah? Afuch, if the milah was as we became and remained midstream, it doesn't help in anything, right? Because the milah of a goy still becomes an oral. So answers the Maral, you should know, because the only reason they got the parnosa from Yosef, the only reason they were zeichet, that Yosef was zeichet to be mefarnes them, and they were zeichet to get parnosa from Yosef, was because he was shomer habris velo balagoy, because he was able to withstand the challenge of Eshet Potiphar. So therefore, he says, and therefore, the bizchus hamila, which is minayeh, he kept the milah. By keeping the milah, he was zoichet to be mefarnes them. So they had to keep the bris milah to remember, or to show, or to indicate what was the schus that they had to be fed by Yosef. Couple questions. First of all, why does it have to do that, you're telling me like this, that the milah is the fact that he didn't have relations with Eshet Potiphar, or does it have to do with milah? How does that relate to bris milah? And not only that, why is he saying that this was the schus to be mefarnes them? How do you know that that was the schus to be mefarnes them? And why was it the schus to be mefarnes them? So the question is, what does it have to do with Mila, the Nisoyon of Eshet Potiphar? Number two, how do you know that that was the schus for them, and why it was important for them to demonstrate that that was the schus? Question number one. Question number two, the Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara in Ksuvis says that the Gemara in Ksuva says that in Yehuda, if somebody in Yehuda claims Tainas Besulim, that is not valid. Why? Because in Judea, they had the minag that the Chos and the Kala got together before the Chuppah. So she asks why. So he says because they wanted, number one, for the Chos and the Kala to create a bind between them, or even perhaps to have relations before Nisuin. Why? Because we know that the Greeks, the exclusive Greeks at that time, had exerted some kind of a decree. They called Besula, Tiboleg, Montchila, every Besula would have to have relations with a general, a Greek general beforehand. And if she had relations with somebody else, she might have had create some kind of a emotional bind with him. So in order to create an emotional bind with her husband, to prevent Chas v'Shol emotional bind with this Greek general, or perhaps that she should become a Beula, and the general was only interested in Besulas, only in virgins. So to avoid that, that's why they had the Minag, the Chosen got together with the Kala before Nisuin. So therefore, many times by Nisuin, she was not a Besula anymore. Fracted the Shita, why Dafkin Yehuda? So says the Shita the following. Because the minag was gzeroisav, because most of the gzeres, or the decrees of the Seleucid Greeks, to make sure that a girl would have relations with a hegemon tchila, in Yehuda, mishum shibimen matid latzid Mashiach, because it was known that Mashiach would come from there, and Yeshua will be the one who will save Israel, vishpat esar Esav, and he is going to go ahead and rule over Esav. So therefore, they did it. First of all, number one, how does this relate to Mashiach? The fact that the Greek would have relations with a Jewish girl to start with. And what does it have to do with the fact that he will be shoifed by Har Esav? In that case, you should say, okay, he didn't want Mashiach to come. That's fine. But what does he have to do? Because Esav, he's going to be the one ruling over Esav. What does the Seleucid Greeks have to do with Esav? Okay, so the question is, when? Why Dafka by Judea? I mean, what does it have to do with Mashiach? Tiboel Hegmon Tchila? And why the aspect of Mashiach that he will be ruling over, what you call it, over Esav? And the number three is, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is a very interesting mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is for sure Reb Sheber is Mesupak. Is it because we know that the Gemara says near Ishu Beisoy is one candle for the person for the house. So the posh pshat you learn is that's one person per household. Chazal or Mesakin, one person per household. So it's only the shiur how many people have to light Meikar Adin. But says Reb Sheber, for clear is much more than that. You could have in a clear, is it a chiyuv on the house, like mezuzah is a chiyuv on the house, and here is near Chanukah, Mismon, and mezuzah, Mimin. So is it a chiyuv, or is it a chiyuv on the person to be madlik through the house? Not has anything to do with household, but the house. He says, look at Loshon HaRambam. Loshon HaRambam is called Bayis U'Bayis Chayev Ladlik. Called Bayis U'Bayis. Each house lights it. So it's not that this person is madlik, only one household, one person per household. The house is madlik. So it's mashma that here that the house is madlik. Now, the posher, you could say that this is also, this idea that this is a mitzvah on the house, not on the person, is also mashma from Toises. Because Toises, Sukkah asks, we know that mitzvah sukkah, you make a mitzvah ner chanukah, not only if you light ner chanukah, you make sure this if you see the nearest. So Tois asks, why don't you make such a brocha in any other mitzvah, like tzitzis and lulav and etc.? Tois says, because one teretz is because of the chavivus of the mitzvah, but the second teretz says is because perhaps, since you have to light it at home, you might not have a house. Fact to Sakasha, if that is the case, because you might not have a home, why didn't they make a sarayin mezuzah? Not everybody has a house. Fair Rebbe Sheber, one second, what's the tushal to mezuzah? If the chiyuv is in each person, but the only pshat is your madlik at the house, so then if you don't have a house, you have a chiyuv, but you can't fulfill the chiyuv. Maybe that's only the second mitzvah or a brocha of a roya. But by mezuzah, the chiyuv is only the house. If you don't have a house, you don't have a chiyuv. Elamai, Tois has understood that the chiyuv in the Chanukah is also a chiyuv on the house. Right? So therefore, it's like mezuzah. If you don't have a house, you don't have the mitzvah. So if that is the case, why does the brikas haroi on Chanukah not a mezuzah? That's a kasha. But you see, according to Tosis, it says the chiyuv is on the house. Now, Shirky brings out that from the Rambam is mashma, that the chiyuv is not on the house. Because the Rambam goes ahead and says, okay, there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There's one brikas mitzvah on the mitzvah of the person. The person has to do and fulfill and discharge, like tefillin, tzitzis. That's one kind of mezuzah. Then there is a mitzvah on the house. That if you have no house, you have no mitzvah, like mezuzah. That's why one is called the al, the one is with a le. So this says mitzvahs that are born are also like that. There are mitzvahs which you are obligated, no matter what, and the Rambam lists ner Chanukah. So you see that ner Chanukah is on the person, not on the house. But even if you learn it on the person, still the Rambam says kol bayis u'bayis madlik, because the chiyuv is to light in your house. Is a chiyuv on the gavro, but the chiyuv on the grav is to light through the house. And the question is why? The chiyuv is a chiyuv on the person. The question is where do you put it? But the chiyuv is on the person. The person's chiyuv is to light through the house. And the question is, so it comes out, it's very strange. Either is the chiyuv on the house, which is shita satoises, or according to his master shita saramim, is a chiyuv on the person to light through the house. What does the house have to do with anything? And even more, Rashi says, when do you light and how long do you light it? You light it until tichli rigle de tarmudoi, until the tarmudoi stop walking outside. Who's the tarmudoi? So Rashi says, it's the name of a nation that they were merchants. So one second, you have to light the shiur as long as these goyish merchants on the street. So you see the pirsum in Isa is to the goy. Some are showing him learn differently, but Shitas Rashi, Tarmudoi is the name of a nation. They were merchants, and you light their Chanukah for as long as they are outside, right? Because they stayed the beginning of the night for a half an hour during the night because they were very serious about the work. Why do we do a Pirsum in Issa for Goyim? Megillah. Megillah and Pirsum in Issa is only for the Jews. You could say, that, okay, how are you going to lead Megillah to the Goyim? But I wanted to bring a right for sure it's for the Jews. The Gemara says that Esther Chachomim Kisvuni Ledoires. Please write my miracle and publicize it among the goyim. So the Chachomim didn't want that because they told her, Sinat Matila Ben Namulas, you're creating problems for her to the goyim. And she says, okay, I'm already written, so they already know the story. But Mashma, if they did not know the story, you would not publicize to them, not to antagonize them. So you see, Befejri presume it's not to them. So one second, why here by Chanukah is the mitzvah to be mefarsim to them than the Chanukah? Why is it the same problem? Sinat Matila Len Ben Namulas? So you see something very interesting. The Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah, the Pursum Nisa is to the outside, to going to Dan Jews. On Purim is only inwards, to us. What is the Chiluk and why is that so? Now, to answer this three questions, you have to go to the Nes of Purim, Nes of Chanukah. Nes of Chanukah, Nes of Purim, is very Nogia to Yehuda. Rabbi Me'am Yeharis Yehud Mis Yahadim. La Yehudi Mois Oire Vesim Chavesos and Vikor. Mordechai Yehudi. Constantly is mentioned Yehuda. By us, by Chanukah, says the Megal Amukes that it has to do with Yosef. Because Yosef is Begimatria Antiochus, 156, and Yosef is Begimatria Melech Yovan, also 156. The question is, what's the cache of Yosef to Chanukah and Yehuda to Purim? So according to what we said last week, there is a difference between the avoid of Yosef and the avoid of Yehuda. State near the Tzodek. By Yosef, the idea is that he comes from Rochel, and Rochel, her specialty, says in the Medrash was she ochza plachashtika. She was quiet. She refrained. She restrained herself. Haray, that she could have told Yaakov that her sister is taking the simonim, and she kept herself quiet. All her children kept themselves quiet. They held themselves back. Binyamin, he's called Yashpe, Yeshpe. He knew about Miss Yosef and he kept himself quiet. However, Leah is the Midas Ahoido. Hapam Oides Hashem is thanking, acknowledging. And from her came the old Bale Hoido, Yehuda, right? Sot Kamimeni, he acknowledged. David Amelech is Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv. That's the idea. So what is the word? So Tzodek says, Leah is the Midas HaChesed. What is Midas HaChesed? It's avoiding something called Isapcha. It's taking the Ra and making Letov. That's the acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is Tshuva, that even if you did not get it, you have the ability to change it, to be Mehapech, the Koyach HaTshuva. That's David HaMelech. David HaMelech is Hikim Ula Shel Tshuva. When Yehuda did something wrong, he acknowledged. The acknowledge, the hoido, is the pshad, is that moide is also that you make the ra to be moide, to accept. By kfira, the opposite moido is to think and to acknowledge. That's the avoida. Yosef is the avoid of the tzaddik meikora, which is the avoid as haiskafi. He's koifed the ra, he holds himself back. He's midas adin. This is midas adin and midas achesed in avoida saladam. Is it isabcha or is it iskafia? By the way, this is lechoyer Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan held himself. He's the one who holds himself. He's the one who is not afraid of the yetzahara. He goes in the morning brachas to make the women, the children, to be beautiful, and he didn't have a yetzahara of looking at them like Yosef. Ayn shaloi rotz lozun mecherim. He, Rabbi Yochanan, had beautiful eyes. Right, we know that he had the beautiful eyes. Aleishur, Benois Tzad, Aleishur, he was very beautiful. Yefeto, Yefer Mare. He had 10 children that died. Kenege, the 10 tipoizer of Yosef. And he's the one who is the Tzadik Mekoros, Shufred Rabbi Yochanan, Shkis Shufred the Adam Arishoin. The Baal Shuva is Resh Lakish. That's Midas Yehuda, he's Makir, he's Moide. And that's why the Bachloik is Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. He's the second version of Yehuda and Yosef. That's the idea is that Yosef is the two Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef is the one that's going to come and conquer and fight the Yetzirah. But in the end, the Yetzirah, because of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, overcomes no matter what. Ein tzadik baretz asher yechta. Four people died be'et yoshal nochash, only because of the Chet of the Nochash. But they still died. The Ra still overcame them. That's why you need the Mashiach ben David, that the Ra that is impossible to overcome will be in the end through tshuva nasim lokis chuyos, that death will become mishapech letoiv. That is the midah of Yehuda, the midah of Hoido, the ra will be moide letoiv. That is the midah, and that is the concept. And that's why I mentioned the Gemara of Kofiud in Sanhedrin, kol ha-koifer b'malchus beis David, rosh she'chishenu nochash. A person's koifer b'malchus beis David has the punishment that you'll be beat by a snake. What does it have to do be beat by a snake? But the snake is the Nochash HaKadmoini. If you don't believe the Malchus Ben David, you're doomed, because the Nochash will kill you. The only way you could win the Nochash is by tshuva, to mehapes the Nochash into Choshen. That's why you're the lady of David HaMelech. It's always the Ra, because Mitoy Chara becomes Toif. That's the Voida of Chanukah and the Voida of Purim. The Voida of Chanukah, what did the Yevonim want to do? They are known, Alexander the Great, that he's not only had something called military imperialism, that he wanted to conquer us, but there was such a thing called cultural imperialism. With Hellenism, he wanted to integrate all the nations into one culture, to make us into Greeks, to Hellenize us. He didn't want to destroy us, he wanted to convert us, to incorporate us. Our avoida is to keep the distance. To take, he's looking and working like Yehuda. Our void is to be as Yosef, to push them away, to be koyfe de ra, to push them away and to destroy the ra. And that's why Yosef is begimatria Melech Yovan and Antiochus. All the avoida here is to expel the ra away, to make them separate, to make them away from us. Masha Enkin, if you go ahead and you realize how is Yosef. Yosef is an Av also. Right? His Misa, Rav Wutner always brings down, his Misa is brought in Sefer Bereishis by Yomos Yosef. And the, his Misa is brought in Shmois by Yomos Yosef, Vech V'chol Adoreu, the only person that's mentioned in two places. Because Bereishis is Sefer Oves, and Yosef in some ways was an Av. He had two Shvatim himself, Menashe and Ephraim. But at the same time, he's a Shevet. Right? He's a Shevet like all the Shvatim. And he's not an Av. So what is he? He is the hybrid, he's the transitional, because Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov built Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael can become broken but if you marry a Goya, because all the Kedusha can go away. So there is Kibiochel a back door that can make the Kedusha go away. Yosef is the one that gives the Koach to withstand that. He is by his Nisoyin, Esh Potifar. That's how he was, to create a separate identity. To make sure that we are separate about Goyim Lo Yischashov. The idea is to create our own particular identity. That's the mid of Yosef. Chanukah is the void of Yosef. When they want to incorporate us, we have to separate and make our own identity. That's the mitzvah of Chanukah. Purim is exactly the opposite. They wanted to kill us. They wanted to be like Yosef, to destroy us. Our avoid is to take that and to incorporate, not only not to destroy them, quid pro quo, to take it to be mehapich dem letoiv. All of the avoid is the hipuch ra letoiv, that's Purim, different than Chanukah. V'nahapoichu, hachoydesh ashen nepach misosin v'simcha. Rabbi me'am me'ha'ares misyahed, most of the nes that they go and became Jews. What is the avoida? Chayev odem levasum bepura de lo yoda benoror homo leboruch mordechai. There's no difference between two. The lack of differentiation. How does the geula come? Comes from the znus of Esther. Kasher avadeti avadeti, she was bezane berotzen. She was karkoilam, but it came through znus, because it came through the rab rotting the toif. That's how the Gemara learns also, where do you learn Megillah from? Kal v'chomer from Shira. What is the Shira? Shira is on the Paro wanted to make the Chilul Hashem, was mehapech to create Kiddush Hashem. This is the Chilul Hashem that becomes Kiddush Hashem, the void of Yehuda. That's why it's Rabbi Me'ami Ha'ares Misyahadin. That's why here, Mashenke Bayas, Chana v'shiva isha v'shiva banea, they killed themselves, they didn't do Avodah Zarah. It was all refraining, all keeping distance, all making sure that we are different than them. And that's why here is the void of Yosef, and there the void is the void of Yehuda. So Mimele, he couldn't understand very givaldic. Yosef became the Melech on Mitzrayim. The Melech on Mitzrayim, the idea is that he, Kibiochol, took them as part of himself. But don't ever think that he became part with them. That's not what it is. Because he was Zoyche Dafka to rule over them because of the Bris Mila, which is the fact that he separated themselves from them. The Bris Mila is what makes you, because you are the Bris of Avraham Avinu that could be broken. That's why if you marry a Goya, Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize your Bris Mila, because your Bris Mila is the Shem Mila. A Goy can have a Shem Mila. The reason why they had the Mila is to remind Yosef that the only reason he's ruling over them is not because Hashem is part of them. So what is the Pshat? The Pshat is Neros Chanukah. What's Neros Chanukah? That's why the mitzvah is on the bayis. The mitzvah is on the bayis because the mitzvah is to create a space and to separate, to put a space for us and their space. Interestingly enough, the Medrash says the first Gzera, the Medrash Chanukah, says the first Gzera of the Yevonim was to take away the doors of the Jewish homes. Because they wanted to integrate us. That's the whole idea, cultural imperialism. Our avoida is to put on the door the Chanukah, the Vodka, the Menorah, to show that we are in a different space than them. We are here and they are there. The Ra is outside. There is no mocking for the Ra here. Yovan is pushed outside. That's the whole idea of here, to be able to withstand cultural assimilation. But what is the avodah der Chanukah is that once you have all your identity, then you could be mehapech dem letoif. Then it's shayach to be mehapech dem letoif. That's why the mitzvah der Chanukah tak is to be madlik and to be mefars and the nes to them. Once is madlik in your house, your Chanukah can change them. That's the idea of Yosef. Once you shoimer the bris, you could rule over them. Once you have your own identity, like Reb Zalman said, it's not a mishmash, it's a mosaic. A mosaic is that I have my color, and when I have my identity, my particular identity, I can create universal identity. Interestingly enough, this falls in Krasmach. Krasmach is the violation of the Misyavnim, that the Christians wanted to do, that the way how to attract them is to make them, to break the bris milah, to make sure that we are all one. To take some pagan ideas, some Jewish ideas, and create a mishmash. Our avoidance, that's not the way. The only way to mesaken the goyim, you could be mayor of the goyim, once he's adloka bais. The bais, the adloka in the bais, that's mayor the chutz. But if there's no adloka's bais, there's no adloka's chutz. So mimela, that's Yosef. Yosef was zoicha to be their king and to rule over them because of bris milah, because he didn't want to integrate over them. If you don't want to integrate over them, if you have a bris milah allows you to rule over them. But without the bris milah, that can happen. That's the avodah of Chanukah, and that is the avodah that we see here. Mimela, the Greeks wanted to do like Yehuda. So they wanted Davka to break. If you look at the Yevonim broke in the Soyreg. There was a Soyreg. The Soyreg is the choyma, the part of the wall in the Beis Hamikdash that separated how far goyim can go in. And what they did, the first thing, is they broke to allow the goyim to go in like the Jews, to have no division, to be complete together. How many breaks did they break the Soyreg that they kept afterwards? 13. What is 13? Because they are the concept of Echod. Our Echod is Yechida Leachtach. We are the ones who believe the Yochid, and we create the Yechod of the world. They thought, no, let's create an Echod, that everything else, we are one thing. Kodesh Baruch is Echod, the whole world is Echod. What's the difference between Greeks and Jews? Even more, the Gemara says that the word one, hen om levada dishkan, that we are unique and one. The word hen means one in Greek, because in Greek the word hen is henya, which is one. Even though in Hebrew hen means behold, says the Gemara, hen means achas, hen yiras Hashem, because the word achas that's used in Chumash is a Greek word hen. And the Gemara says even more, because the letter hey, the letter nun, they are single letters. Why? Because if you go Tes and Aleph, Ches and Beis, Zayin and Gimel, Vov and Dalet, each one has pairs, the Hey is on its own. The same way in the tens. So the word Hen in Hebrew means one in the letters, but the translation of one is only by the Greeks. Because the Greeks wanted to take the idea of one and to violate that, to create us and them to be one. When the concept is the one is the uniqueness. Once you have a uniqueness, a particularity of one, then you could create the one universal. They wanted to create the one universal to start right away. So therefore, they wanted to go ahead and to show that the Besula, Klalis, or the Bris, should be made with a Greek soldier also. It should, when you have the kesher, the continuity of Klal Yisrael, it should be part of a larger universal message. That's why they wanted to have the general to have Bia with the Besula Tchila. But where this idea comes from? Dafka in Judea. Because they said Mashiach is going to do the same. They are going to rule over Har Esav. So you see that Mashiach is a Mashiach, which is a universal message. Let's keep the universal message right away now. So that's Dafka in Judea. They were Boyel Tchila. And our avoid is to show that no, there's only Shaykh Echad if we are Yechidim. The Echad is only Shaykh that when we are unique, then you could create unity. Unity, it's not by diluting the message, but to creating a unique message, then and only then you could create unity. And that's the message of Chanukah. That's the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is the avoida ha'iskafia. All the avoida is to be madrig bifnim, to be irbachot. And the avoida of Purim is the avoida to integrate the Ra and the Toiv together. And that's why Purim, it's keneged yemois HaMashiach. It's always mochar, mochar esse, always tomorrow, says the Maral, because this is the idea of tomorrow. That's the idea not of today. Today the avoid is Chanukah. Tomorrow the avoid is Purim, and that's why Purim would not be bottled, even lost it lovely. And to summarize this, you could see how the Bavitcher Rebbe says. The Bavitcher Rebbe says the mitzvah of Chanukah is a Pesach based in the house, but mibachutz, illuminating the outside, because our void is to illuminate the outside. Once we have our identity, to shine our identity. You're right. They want echod, they will have echod. But echod comes first, yechida, and then yechida liyachdoch. We are unique, and unique creates totality. But the Gemara says, b'shas sakona, madliko shulchona v'dayo. B'shas sakona, you just light it inside. In other words, if you have a sakona by lighting the outside, you have a sakona of using your uniqueness, and by becoming part of them, the most important is light in the house. And if you are a great tzaddik, sometimes many tzaddikim were able to be mashpia inside, were able to be mashpia on the outside. Why? Because just by osmosis, they created a system. That's so on. That's why the Gemara says, if you lived in the aliyah, if you lived in the heights, then you don't have to mind bachutz because that will come out on its own. So Vimela, that's the avoida. The avoida of Hanukkah is the avoida of indeed. That's why the avoid is dafka by shemen. There's a very big difference between shemen. The shemen, you crush the shemen. Zaizas kosis lamori, you crush it. By crushing it, you have it. In other words, you have to break the rabbi. Breaking only then, and only then you can integrate.